Well, folks, we're back. After a wonderful week on a ship with nearly 800 folks, and we know supporters, patriots. I'll show you clips later on this week from that amazing journey. Wish we could have everyone there, but we know how things are playing out, and we know it's difficult for many, and I just want to let you know we love all of you. Got a lot of great feedback. There's a lot of folks that have changed lives, and I've learned so much. We even had folks that showed up in Canada, a small group, and they were looking for me. I didn't know till after the ship departed, somebody let me know that they were waiting at the pier hoping to meet me, so I apologize for those that were out there, but I did hear you were there. If you would describe what you look like, send us an email, and if it's you, we'd like to respond to you, okay? Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but watching the DNC will be delightful, no matter how low they go. Let it show, let it show, let it show. That's what I think of when I get this week going with the DNC. What a week. Trump rallies and DNC fights. We're going to get into all this today. I think it's time. Here we go.
Trump has left the building.
Over. We can now project the winner of the presidential race. Donald Trump wins the presidency.
What started off as unlikely, impossible, is now reality.
I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down.
We have a president who actually fulfilled the promises he made during the campaign. Securing the border to foreign policy.
He now has a record as president that's pretty damn impressive.
Breaking news out of Palm
Beach, Florida. The FBI has executed an unprecedented search warrant at President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
The former president has both sides of the political aisle up in arms.
It is a dangerous and unstable moment in American history.
The Justice Department has just indicted former President Donald Trump.
For 7 years, they hated him, they targeted him, they hunted him.
This is the epitome of the abuse of the prosecutorial power to preempt political decisions.
I never thought anything like this could happen. In America, the only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. They're not coming after me, they're coming after you, and I just happen to be standing in their way, and I will never be moving. On November 5th, 2024, justice will be done. We will take back our country, and we will make America great again. America will always rise to every challenge and overcome every danger.
Donald Trump seems to always get stronger when challenged. These types of things, I think, give him strength.
When I'm reelected, I will totally obliterate the deep state. As long as we have pride in our beliefs, courage in our convictions, and faith in our God, then we will not fail.
As long as we have faith in God, we will not fail. And I just love that he put those words in there. And just wanted to show you that real quick. I know that was from 6 days ago. But it was the first time that President Trump actually made a comeback on X. That's right. It was a spot that was played for many to see. Grasshopper did a great job of connecting these at 3:42 p.m. It was posted 3:42. Says, hard day at work today, Q. Welcome back. Almost welcoming back. President Trump to write his Twitter comeback. Future proves past. The end is near. And so, of course, we have great things in store for all of us. Of course, Barack Obama, I shared this on the cruise. I've read some great books, he said, over the last few months. But he had a list that he wants people to read. And it included, you ready? Headshot Martyr Help Wanted. Looks like a veiled threat. I think they're panicking. And so this DNC group, they're gathering together for this DNC week. And I tell you what, things aren't shaping up for them on a positive note whatsoever. If we head on over to that particular DNC, I'm going to slide right in to show you that the governor of Illinois, Pritzker, activated hundreds of armed National Guard troops to protect Democrat officials at the DNC from their own leftist protesters and rioters. That's right. Their own folks are turning on them. They're at the perimeter. We also want to make sure we have additional law enforcement type folks who are in uniform. The Guard, Secret Service, FBI, dozens of other agencies will be assisting Chicago police during the convention. You got to be kidding me. Why would they need protection from their own folks? Well, I'm going to show you this clip. Great summary of what we're going to have to deal with.
The DNC starts Monday in Chicago, and it's already shaping up to be an utter calamity. Let's look at the speaker lineup. Joe Biden, they are done with him. They're giving him Monday night. He's not even getting his own night. He has to share with Hillary Clinton. Now, Bill Clinton, who left office decades ago, he's getting his own entire night. Joe Biden, he has to share with Hillary. He has to go first. He's apparently not even sticking around to listen to Obama on Tuesday. That tells you there's some bad blood between the camps. Now, Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi still have not spoken. I don't know if the two are ever going to reconcile, but this man, he has to show up on Monday, say he loves Kamala, he loves this country, he has to endorse her. You know he doesn't want to. Now, Tim Walz, I'm sure he's going to speak at some point. He's probably already warming up his jazz hands right now so he can come out on stage like Bob Fosse going, hello! Tim Walz is going to come out on stage at the DNC like it's the Tony Awards going, hello, America! Now, something else I didn't see coming at the DNC, no pun intended, is that they're going to have a bus from Planned Parenthood driving around giving free abortions and free vasectomies. Now, as a man, I personally would not get a vasectomy in a bus swerving around Chicago going down Michigan Avenue, but you do you. I don't know if Kamala Harris is going to see these buses, but I imagine this is what her reaction will be. Another reason the DNC is shaping up to be an utter calamity is that hundreds of thousands of protesters are going to descend on Chicago. Now, outside of the United Center in Chicago, they are putting
up... So we talked about the barriers that are going up. We know that these crazy folks are going to be showing up, and many things are shaping up to make this pretty much one of the worst, greatest things we've ever seen. Let's see. Yeah, it's already starting in Chicago. You got them protesting about Palestinians, free the Palestine. Oh my goodness, let's go crazy in the streets. Wow, it's shaping up to be quite a show for all of us, isn't it? I'm starting to enjoy this. You guys haven't got the popcorn out ready, you know. But here we are. Let's see, what else do we have there? Oh, Democrats. They're ready, storming. They're storming the stage, interrupting Democrats during the DNC. But you know what they tell us? We're the weird ones. We're the weird ones. But there they are. MIFE, MISO, MISO, I guess. And the sickness continues to walk down the streets, exposing all. And even when they're, have the stage, Democrats are already storming the stage. Look at this one. Charging the stage. It's just getting started. Just getting started. We talked about the Planned Parenthood. You know, they put out their little remarks out to everyone. Here we come. Chicago, our mobile health clinic will be the best in the West Loop. Providing abortions, vasectomies, you know, things that they love. They love abortion so much, they set up the mobile baby killing units in front of their convention. Just in case it wasn't clear who the bad guys are in this upcoming election, these people do realize that Trump is no say over what happens with abortion, given the fact that the power has returned to each individual state to choose. All of their hopes and their election being swayed on killing babies is essentially a psyop, right? That's all we're seeing, is constantly putting commercials on your YouTube, on your television, and so much more, letting you know that these other folks, they're against abortion. The DNC has become so decrepit that they are pinning their election hopes on people's desires to murder their own children as easily as possible, but Trump has no say in this, so they are hoping that ignorance will help them. They are pinning their hopes on ignorance. Let that sink in. The contrast of good and evil is more apparent than ever, and the choice is clear. It should be crystal clear. President Trump said we had to turn away lots of people in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. That's right. He was there. President Trump was actually in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and he was... hailed by hundreds and thousands of people. That's right. When they were in the convention center, it was absolutely amazing the amount of folks that actually showed up. We have a clip from that. Here we go. That's right. Hundreds, thousands of people. They had to keep many out. President Trump made sure everybody knew this, but Comrade Kamala Harris, the horror show, social media operations showed up empty seats long before the rally started early in the afternoon when in actuality, he said that they had to turn away 11,500 people. She's a crooked radical left politician and always will be. Everything she touches turns bad, just like California and San Francisco before it, as is the case with all the Marxists. She should have never been vice president and had to stage a coup of Joe Biden and her American-hating friends, Barack Hussein Obama, crazy Nancy Pelosi, crying Chuck Schumer, and the rest. Comrade Kamala is a stone-cold loser. She will fail. And if she doesn't, our country, check this out, will cease to exist as we know it. You know what's interesting, folks? He posted this August 18th at 4:50 p.m. The connections with will cease to exist are there. The D party will cease to exist once it's all exposed. Fake news can no longer control or dampen the public awareness of the truth, dark to light. That comm to all of us is to let us know as the DNC plays out, their craziness will come to a halt for sure. Now, I wanted to show you something here before I show you something else. Let me see. Where is it at? There's some other things. Oh, here it is. The body double comment that President Trump made at that rally. Here we go. It's coming up right here.
She said Kamala has one big advantage. She's a very beautiful woman. She's a beautiful woman. So I decided to go back and reread the clause. I'm not saying he's... But I say that I am much better looking than her. I think I'm much better looking.
And so as we play this...
We won an election that everyone said couldn't be won. We beat Hillary Clinton. And you know, I used to call her Crooked Hillary. I'd say Crooked Hillary, but I took that name away from her. That was a great day. About 2 months ago, I said, you know what? Because I don't like using names on people doubles. I think we have a lot of words out there. So I took, now I call her Beautiful Hillary. She's a beautiful woman. And
so she's a beautiful woman because he says she's a body double. Did you catch that? Body double. So because he calls her a body double, she's now Beautiful Hillary. That's what we're wondering. Why is he not call her Crooked? Because the person who's playing the double for Hillary, because he's starting to expose them one moment at a time. Body double on the left is Hillary leaving 9-1-1 event. Remember the 9-11 event minutes before falling out and being thrown into a van like a sack of taters. On the right is Hillary leaving Chelsea's apartment an hour later saying she's feeling fine. Two different people. Two different sets of, teeth, nose, skin. Notice all the wrinkles on this side on the left. No wrinkles on the right. So he's letting us know. He's putting out information. And folks, if you pay attention to these speeches and more, you'll catch on to what he's trying to get out there for all of us. It's absolutely amazing. It looks like she could use a little bit of help with her health. Check this out. Well, folks, you know that we care deeply about everyone's health, and we've been in prayer looking for the right products for everyone. And I tell you, we had a great interview last week with Lance with Ascent Nutrition. And I tell you what, it was an amazing interview as we discovered so much about supporting our energy and detoxing, especially looking for more energy. So the recent interview we did with Lance was overwhelming response. So many of you just called in and clicked on that link below the description box, and you ordered the pine needle or pine pollen tincture, right? The amazing product that many of, through that interview, actually learned so much. We're so thankful for your response, and as well, they're basically almost out of stock, so you should pretty much hurry up and get in there and get yours while it's still there. They've got some orders coming in. So remember, Ascent Nutrition provides organic and wild harvested nutrients to the world through their unique, innovative, and best-in-class growing and harvesting processes. They have a clean and unique practice allowing many offerings of superior nutrient-dense products. And I tell you, the one that we were talking about in that video, pine needle extract, pine pollen tincture, it is just absolutely amazing. And I've taken it myself and noticing huge difference. So go in that description box below to goascentnutrition.com/andwenow and get yours today while supplies last.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
The alarming spike in inflation soaring to its highest level in nearly 40 years.
That is called Bidenomics.
Gas prices rose again today, reaching a new all-time high.
We're still dealing with inflation, and we've got super high interest rates at the same time.
Bidenomics is working.
Two-thirds of Americans are just struggling to make ends meet.
And this comes after Friday's jobs report showing a spike in unemployment.
And we are very proud of Bidenomics.
Hmm. All of these commercials playing out one after another, showing this crazy person. I tell you what, many have been catching her drunk. This is a clip showing her in a strange way. You're going to hear some strange things coming from her. Watch your eyes.
Kosher salt, fresh ground pepper, maybe chop up a little thyme, and then you can mix it even with. Okay, so do the salt and pepper all over it, like lather that baby up, right? With mm-hmm. On the outside in the cavity. You could also chop up, but not with the thyme, just the salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Mix that up also with some thyme. You could even do a little rosemary if you want.
So she is gone in another world. And finally, you know, everybody's been asking how come she doesn't do press conference. So she took questions from the press, and now we know, you know, why she never does this.
You unveiled your economic policies last week.
Yeah.
Can you explain how you're going to pay for those? And can you give us a sense of what other policies you want to unveil going forward?
Sure. Well, I mean, you just look at it in terms of what we are talking about, for example, around children and the child tax credit and extending the EITC. It's at $6,000 for the first year of a child's life. The return on that investment in terms of what that will do and what it will pay for will be tremendous. We've seen it when we did it in the first year of our administration. We reduced child poverty by over 50%. So that's a lot of the work. And then what we're doing in terms of the tax credits, we know that there's a great return on that investment. And when we increase home ownership in America, what that means in terms of increasing the tax base, not to mention property tax base, what that does to fund schools, again, return on investment. I think it's a mistake for any person who talks about public policy to not critically evaluate how you measure the return on investment. When you are strengthening neighborhoods, strengthening communities, and in particular the economy of those communities, and investing in a broad-based economy, everybody benefits, and it pays for itself.
She just lost everyone. And yet they think that the polls are running towards her and that folks are going to want to vote for her in droves. I have a clip for you that's going to be pretty amazing. Don Lemon. You guys remember them? He interviews people in the Atlantic City, New Jersey area. He's shocked to find out most people are supporting President Trump.
Here in Jersey, Atlantic City. Who do you support?
I'll plead the fifth.
Trump for the win.
Tell me why.
I can't really call that right now, but I just feel like she's not good for president. She's good vice, but not for the actual lead role for the country.
Does it have anything to do with being a woman?
No. Mm-mm. No, because I feel like women, nah, you're not going to give me that.
Your money's on here.
Yeah.
Who do you want?
Trump.
Why don't you like her?
Oh, she don't have any experience.
She's the vice president. She's a senator.
Yeah, no experience. She has no experience.
Well, I want Donald Trump. I just feel we need somebody that has a stronger background with the military and world in general.
She was a prosecutor and attorney general, and a senator, and a vice president.
You're in a gambling town. Who's your money on?
I'm going to support the Democratic Party, but, I mean, Trump looks like he got it in the bag right now.
4 years ago, it was a lot better. I made a lot more money than I do now.
I know you feel that way, but that's not actually what the record shows. The economy is actually better under Biden. No, I'm serious.
That's what the fact is.
Okay, you know what?
No, it's not because I watch CNN.
I love how that guy just died laughing. Let me show that one more time. This guy's just laughing. He says, what a joke. What an idiot.
But that's not actually what the record shows. The economy is actually better under Biden. No, I'm serious. That's what the fact is.
Okay, you know what?
No, that's not because I watch CNN. Trump or Harris?
Trump.
That's who's going to win.
That's who's going to win.
Who do you support?
I support Trump. All the people that came to this country legally, it's not fair that they're letting all 10,000 to 15,000 people or 20,000 people here illegally. Have you seen San Diego? Yeah. They're coming off the boats, off the water right here, off the ocean. Did you know Biden was flying them in? Did you know Biden was flying them in?
Well, I know nobody likes him, but we had good times with Donald Trump. Our economy was good. Life was good.
But you know the economy.
Don Lemon probably losing his mind. He just can't handle it. And, you know, folks, again, it's just a reminder. We don't worship President Trump. And you know what? This nation needs repentance. We need a revival. And I think it's happening, right? It's happening with so many folks that are turning into newscasts like this one and others that are saying, you know what? I want to find out the truth. And we are discovering, more and more that people are coming to know Christ as their Savior. And there's a revival happening because of all the bad things that are happening around us and the exposure of evil day in and day out. And so when I look at him, I just look at him as somebody that through our history, if you look at throughout Scripture more and more, you'll notice that certain folks are lifted up at certain moments in time. And while he is not perfect, we see amazing things with him. So I saw this meme out there, and I'm going to read it to you. You and I see Trump differently, and that would be those that don't support him, right? Some folks, and I'm going to say it like this, you know, you see Trump's arrogance, so I don't want to talk to you like that, so I'm going to try to reword this. They see Trump's ignorance. We see Trump's confidence. They see Trump's nationalism. We see Trump's patriotism. You hear Trump's unsophisticated words. We hear Trump's honesty. They see Trump's racism. We see Trump's words being misconstrued and twisted by the media daily to fit their narrative. In other words, they're a bunch of liars and they belong to the father of lies. They see Trump as a Republican. We see Trump as a patriot. They see Trump as a dictator. We see him as a leader. They see him as an authoritarian. We see him as one willing to fight for our freedoms. They think he looks childish. We know that he is a fighter, unwilling to cave into the lies. They see him as an unpolished politician, but we see Trump as a breath of fresh air. They think that Trump hates immigrants. We know that Trump is married to an immigrant. You see Trump putting an end to immigration in America. I see Trump welcoming immigrants to America legally. They see Trump's cages at the border. Well, we see Obama's cages at the border. They see Trump with a struggling economy. We see Trump with an amazing economy until the Democrats shut it down. They see the violence in the streets, and they call it Trump's America. We see the violence in the streets of Democratic-run cities who are refusing Trump's help and call it liberal America. You want to once more be president? I'm happy we have someone who finally doesn't just talk the talk, but actually walks the walk. We definitely see things differently than they do when it comes to all of these things playing out day in and day out. And who forget that President Trump, at his inauguration, remember 2016, we had the military intelligence cap braid on the left standing behind him, and he had the judge advocate general to his right was military intelligence. To his left was the judge advocate general, showing we are going to take everything away from them and we're going to give it back to we, the people. In the meantime, we have to continue to watch this show play out as the communism, right? Kamala Harris communism is shown on the New York Post. 1817 was the drop. Well, it's interesting because New York Post said Harrisonville's budget breaking $1.7 trillion economic plan. This was posted on by Dan Scavino Jr. on the 17th of August. So you got 17, right? 1.7 trillion on the 17th, which takes us to 1817. Interesting that 1817 would show us the information that will become public will further demonstrate the criminal and corrupt, pure evil abuse of power that the Hussein administration undertook in joint efforts with domestic and foreign dignitaries. That's right. As a matter of fact, if you look at a step further at these evil folks, especially Kamala, President Trump showed us that Comrade Kamala's father was a Marxist economics professor. That's right. Is this really what we want for our country? It would be the end of America. There it is from We the People USA, Kamala Harris's father, a Marxist professor. We look even further. President Trump says Tim Walz let Minnesota burn. Kamala Harris bailed out the ones who lit the matches. He's letting everybody know. And we're noticing the mainstream media jumping in to try to support Kamala. Why? Remember in 2021 of November, vice presidents just don't break through. Why are Kamala Harris's approval ratings lower than Biden's? That was the USA Today. Well, then you fast forward to 2024. Latest Trump versus Harris poll shows VP up by 3 percentage points. Oh, that's right. Harris is winning by 3 percentage points. She could barely handle 1 to 5 point lead. She can't even, she can't even get 1 to 5% when it's up to her own party. She's trying to go against old Biden and the others. They just don't like her at all. And so day in and day out, we're going to be exposed to many things going on at the DNC. And we're going to see a lot of the enemy being exposed day in and day out. But here's General Flynn giving his opinion on the United States intelligence community, both inside and out.
This is Donald Trump facing an opponent, and that opponent is the United States intelligence community. And the United States intelligence community, both inside and outside, are the ones that are manipulating the outcome of what we are going to face over these next couple of months.
But wait a minute. Weren't you an integral part of the United States intelligence community?
Yeah. I led one of the largest intel agencies in the world.
And you know these people?
Yeah, I know them very well. I know all of them. And those that I don't know, I know what their roles are, what their positions are. And you know, it's like, you know, why did I only spend 24 days as a national security advisor? You know, why did the president of the United States, Obama, you know, sit in the Oval Office and scheme with the top security officials in the United States government, to include the current president of the United States, Biden, while he was vice president in the White House on the 5th of January? Why did they scheme to get rid of one guy in order to get rid of a second guy? And that's, you know, the one guy is Mike Flynn. The second guy is Donald Trump. So they actually schemed, and we know this.
You have evidence of this.
Oh, total evidence. I mean, there's a ton of evidence. And it was presented in a court and discovered by a special counsel that was designated by the attorney general. And they were embarrassed by it, and they dismissed my case because of it.
Yes. We see the enemy working overtime. U.S. intelligence community, they're the ones manipulating the outcome of what we're going to face over the next couple of months. We need to be prepared and stand by for how this is going to play out every single day. Stay informed, stay close to each other, and ensure that they will not be able to manipulate and hurt us in any way. They're going to use the mainstream media, of course, the intelligence community. They've always done stuff like this. And, of course, I showed this clip while on board the ship, but I want to show it again as a reminder that the CIA admitted in 1975 they had agents embedded within our mainstream media.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal?
We do have people who submit pieces to two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks. This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
At CBS, we had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, ships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to the National News Services, AP and UPI? Well, again, I think we're getting into the kind of detail, Mr. Chairman, that I'd prefer to handle in executive session.
In other words, we don't want the public to know what's out there. They had a CIA PDF here showing you to employ propaganda assets to answer and refute their attacks of the critics. Operation Mockingbird, fully implemented CIA program to spread disinformation throughout American media. CIA Director William Colby testified to the Church Committee that over 400 CIA agents were active in the U.S. media to control what was reported through American mainstream television, newspapers, and magazines. We have to be careful. We have to be careful who we listen to, and in doing our research, expose those who are out there lying, causing dissension, and more. Folks, I just want to remind you, you can go to andweknow.com to get truth, hope, faith, and freedom. This is an amazing website for all to behold. It's set up in such a way that it's easy to use on your phone. It's also wonderful with so many things like home videos, podcast partners, and more. If you go to their website, you can click on any of the videos that show up there. We have our And We Know partners at the bottom. All of the folks wearing their gear on Instagram, their showcase here, you can see the pictures of people. You can actually subscribe to our newsletter by putting your name and email address in. Listen to our podcast. Check out thepatriotlight.com. Our latest interview, here's that Healthy Detox interview. It's actually on andweknow.com. You just click on that, scroll down, and so much more. You'll see our partners in case you forgot, like you're listening to a video and you're like, man, I forgot how to find 100 Blends Coffee. There it is. Go to our website, scroll down. You'll see Parker Pastures there, EMF Protection, Dr. Kelly Shockley, Immune Support, and of course, Ascent Nutrition. Absolutely amazing what we've got in store for you. As you go to this site, you'll go to shop.andweknow.com and you'll see that we have our new Romans 8:28 shirts. Get your Fight for America tee. Also, remember that if you buy this shirt, Fight for America shirt with President Trump raising his fist in the air and We Know on the front, you'll get 20% will go to those families who were affected by that assassination attempt that happened. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear. Folks, as a reminder that on Monday, August 19th, of course, President Trump holds a rally in York, Pennsylvania, and he'll also be Tuesday holding a rally in Howell, Michigan, and then on Wednesday, he'll be with J.D. Vance holding a rally in Asheboro, North Carolina, and on Friday, he'll be holding a rally with Turning Point Action in Glendale, Arizona. How about that? That's amazing. So while the DNC is playing out, President Trump's going to be doing a great job getting his information through to we the people. And he did that recently with Elon Musk. I know this is 3 or 4 or 5 days after it happened, but it's important for us to share some of the points that they talked about there.
He's clearly like, we just don't have a president. Right
you don't
now.
Have
That's
a president. And she's going to be worse than him because she is a San Francisco liberal who destroyed San Francisco And then as Attorney General, she destroyed California. You talk about location, and we're talking about the sun and the water and all. There's nothing better than California. She has destroyed that. She was the original DA. She was the original in San Francisco. She was the original Attorney General in California. What she has done to California is, well, you know better than I do. You just left California for a lot of those reasons. And what she's done with crime, with cashless bail, where you kill somebody. I mean, we have states now, you kill somebody and they let you out right away. I mean, you don't have to even put up, and then they never find the people unless they kill again, and then they let them out again. Our yeah. country is becoming a very dangerous place, and she is a radical left San Francisco liberal, and now she's trying to protect. Now she's looking like she wants to be more Trump than Trump, if that's possible. I don't think it's possible, but she wants to be more Trump than Trump.
Yeah.
I want a wall.
I think that's,
you know, she wants to release all the prisoners that are in detention, and some of these guys are really bad.
Right.
That just came out today. She doesn't want to build the wall, even though the walls work. Walls and wheels. You know, in your business, everything you do is obsolete. Almost, well, not the tunnels, but everything is obsolete. Even your rocket ships, they're like a month late.
So here we are, of course, him going after Kamala Harris. I wanted to show you this picture. What happened to Kamala Harris? You're looking at that photo there on the left, the new one on the right, the old one. What's going on? I don't know. I just get kind of confused sometimes, wondering why they keep switching people in and out. Like, wondering how we continue to believe all the things that are thrown at us day in and day out. Of course, with Elon Musk and having his interview, President Trump posted it at 9:55. Well, 9:55 timestamp, right? That's the time that it was placed with this picture, Donald J. Trump and Elon Musk live on X. Interesting, because we have this. We have, these are crumbs. Enjoy the show. Boom, boom, boom. If we failed as patriots, we were prepared to do the unthinkable. There's simply no other way than to use the military. It's that corrupt and dirty. That's the only way. Over and over again, we've been told that they're going to be able to fix the wrongs, the terrible things throughout our country. But again, a reminder, we need to see the change happening in our churches, because communism is what they want, and that is the opposite of biblical values, especially founded in this country.
No, I couldn't believe it. She said, you know, I had never heard that one. They said, no, her biggest advantage is that she's a beautiful woman. I'm going, I never thought of that. I'm better looking than she is. In her speech yesterday, Kamala went full communist. You heard that? She went full communist. She wants to destroy our country. After causing catastrophic inflation, Comrade Kamala announced that she wants to institute socialist price controls. You saw that. Never worked before. Never, ever worked. This is the Maduro plan, Venezuela. Maduro plan of, like, the old Soviet Union. This is, they tried it. How did the Soviet Union work out? It became Russia, a smaller version. It was a smaller version. It will cause rationing, hunger, and skyrocketing prices, just like their Inflation Reduction Act caused, one of the great scams of all time. They got it approved with a beautiful name, Inflation Reduction, because inflation under their system has been so bad.
It sure has. And you're seeing this meme that President Trump posted of that witch, Kamala. J.D. Vance took her down also in an interview with Fox News. Amazing how he gets into one of the greatest lines probably he's ever put out. Here we go.
Because the American people just don't buy the idea that Kamala Harris, who has been vice president for 3.5 years, is somehow going to tackle the inflation crisis in a way tomorrow that she hasn't for the past 1,300 days. Giving Kamala Harris control over inflation policy, Shannon, it's like giving Jeffrey Epstein control over human trafficking policy.
Ooh. Giving Kamala Harris control over inflation policy is like giving Jeffrey Epstein control over human trafficking. Epstein, the one who trafficked children. Amazing how he got that dig in to expose Epstein once again to the psyche of all the people that are listening in. Good work, J.D. Vance. Outstanding. President Trump on X even talked about Kamala.
The good thing is that you and I have, and some people, very few, we can get the word out. Although sometimes it's hard because they don't want to print it, you know, like we're having a great conversation right now. Kamala wouldn't have this conversation. She can't because she's not smart. No. You know, she's not a smart person, by the way. She can't have this conversation. And Biden, we don't even have to talk about it. I mean, he couldn't have this conversation. He would have given up on the first half of a question. He would have walked out. He would have said, where am I? Where am I going? The good thing is...
Where am I going? Oh, millions and millions of folks tuned in for this. It was so good. So good to hear President Trump talking with Elon.
I felt it was important. And if I had to do it over again... You probably think I'm crazy for doing it, actually. But if I had to do it over again, I would have done it over again, because this is so much more important than me or my life. We're going to save this country. This country is going down.
And so we need a reminder of Elon. Listen closely to Kash Patel. Remember, he told us that Trump and his allies give him a massive DOD contract.
So when I was over at DOD, we gave this guy a ton of money.
For those that don't know DOD, Department of Defense, right? So Elon Musk back in the day was tied to the Department of Defense. How so?
Yeah, sorry.
Or Dodd.
Yeah. He is doing some cool stuff in space and everything. He's doing a ton of stuff that you would think is so global. He is literally launching this thing called Satlink, which almost no one knows about, but he's been building for 5 years,
wow,
which is free Wi-Fi for the world.
Which is amazing.
The world.
It's going to change everything.
And there again, no one's talking about it. You think the Democrats would be championing this, like, oh, I can be in Central Sahara, Africa, and get Wi-Fi on my $3 million phone?
Yeah.
You know, but they're not. And if you've actually watched one of these satellite link uploads, it's like a string of pearls being dropped in the night sky. It's really cool. I mean, we're all paying for it. This is why he's so rich. DOD's biggest, like, contractor is Elon Musk.
The biggest contractor for the government is Elon Musk. That was back in the day. That wasn't recently. This was something just to kind of remind us of how they're taking control. Old Elon walks in. He's able to have free speech for everyone. And if some folks say that he's setting a trap, he is wearing some weird things on his X account. Many have called on that one and said, we don't understand why. Sometimes I wonder if he wears that as a signal to the deep state to let Satan himself know that we're coming after him. Who knows? All I know is that right now, it seems like he would be a good guy. We still have to be careful and wonder sometimes if they're just roping us in, they bring us all in, they see all of our communication and how much we support the Republican side. But for me, right now, I think it's part of the plan. Elon, President Trump put this out. Elon, the Twitter releases our revelation in that they show in a very powerful fashion the FBI and justice illegally colluding, proving conclusively in one more powerful way that the 2020 presidential election was rigged and stolen. So this, remember, was just a reminder for all of us that when Elon got in there, he started uncovering what the FBI and justice system was trying to do, and proving once again they were using that as a weapon against all of us, against we, the people. And that is something that we have to be careful about. Speaking of weapons, here's Kash Patel. Thank you, gun owners. The annual convention in Knoxville. President Trump makes a special appearance. He's got the back of the Second Amendment.
A great show, everybody. Thank you for being here. God bless.
Hello, gun owners of America. I'm so proud of your work defending our constitutional rights, especially our always under siege Second Amendment. That's what it is. It's an under siege Second Amendment, but we're going to keep it strong. We're now running against the most radical gun grabber that has ever been nominated for president of the United States by far. Kamala Harris has supported gun confiscation schemes throughout her career, and she does it constantly, and that's what she wants, and she's looking for mandatory buybacks. We're not going to let that happen. But let's call it what it is, really. It is gun confiscation, and it's a violation of your constitutional rights. I've been fighting this for years, and we've never given up a thing, and we're not going to give it up now. That's really putting her right alongside some of the most dangerous dictators anywhere in history. If you think about what she's doing, it's terrible. We can never let it happen in our country. We're not going to let it happen in our country. As California Attorney General, she opposed concealed carry permits for law-abiding citizens unless they could demonstrate an extraordinary need to carry a gun beyond concern for personal safety. The need was so strong that practically nobody was able to get one. That's really a radical position. But in contrast, I will always defend your constitutional right to protect yourself. When I'm president, I will always listen to gun owners of America. I want to congratulate all of you because you've really come a long way in a short period of time. You're strong on guns, and that's the way we want it. Right now, I need every single gun owner to make a plan to go and vote. The one thing with gun owners, and I don't know why, maybe they're just have a certain way about them. Maybe they're rebellious. But
maybe they're rebellious. Maybe, just a little, because we're not giving up our guns. And also, when it comes to money, you could save more. You could save 30% or more by switching back to Trump. That's on the back of this meme on the back of this truck. Absolutely perfect for times such as this when we're learning so much about our money. We had an interview that we dropped, Dr. Kirk Elliott, on August 11th, and I encourage you to check it out if you haven't watched it. Japan trouble reaches the USA, $20 trillion carry trade, and precious metal investments are a must now. I mean, it's a great time to jump in there and take care of yourself and especially your future. Well, here's a clip from that particular interview, and I encourage you to really get out there and check it out if you haven't already.
On Thursday of this week, Wednesday of this week, they decided, well, maybe we're not going to do that. Maybe we shouldn't do that right now because look what it did. But what they just said is it's inevitable. They have to do it. So there, look what happened to the markets on the decision that they were going to do it. Then they didn't do it. But the day is coming. The inevitable day is coming when they are going to do it again. And imagine what happens to the markets then, LT. It's awful. It's off the rails. Awful. This is everything that you and I have been warning about for over a year, because just on the mere words and thoughts of that happening, the markets were like devastated.
That's right. So you can go to amwino.com/gold in the description box below. Check him out. Reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott. Have a conversation with him one-on-one, and you'll be amazed with him or his staff how they're going to help you out with so much, especially when it comes to your money. Now, when it comes to our health, you'll notice that Concerned Citizens showed us this because they're trying to push this monkeypox narrative out to everyone. The Queensland government forgot to delete their old stock picture for shingles when reporting on monkeypox. If you're looking at your screen, they put out this picture, this nasty picture of a hand with all this gunk all over it, these blisters, and they said, rare monkeypox cases reported from U.S. First time in nearly 20 years. All you need to know about it, right? Well, if you go to Queensland Health, they forgot to delete that one because basically they pulled the shingles picture and placed it in their monkeypox reporting. Talk about hypocrisy. They tell us all the time they don't lie. They constantly try to put out fear to everyone. They are basically those who are vaccinated, in my opinion. The devil's bargain, I want to show you this. The best customer for Big Pharma are the young, sick children because they don't die. They need lifelong management.
Processed food does. So that's the food industry, okay? The food industry actually, with their own set interests, want to make food addictive and cheaper. It kind of makes sense. The criminal devil's bargain is that it's highly tied to the healthcare industry. And as Casey said, the fastest growing industry in America right now isn't AI. It's not tech. It's healthcare. It's the largest and fastest growing industry. And just as a statement of economic fact, the best thing for that industry is a child getting sick. When a child gets sick or any American gets sick with a chronic condition, with diabetes, obesity, kidney disease, heart disease, whatever, they go on a lifetime medication. They go on the metformin, they go on the statin, they have lifetime treatments, and they keep racking up more comorbidities. If you're diabetic, you have an average of 4 other comorbidities. So you keep racking up, but you don't die, you just suffer. You inevitably get infertility, depression, you start racking them up. So that's very good for the medical system to have these chronic conditions that need to be managed. Just from a pure economic standpoint, that's how the system's set up. That's all happening largely because of our food system and other metabolic habits we can talk about, but largely because of our rise of ultra-processed food that's really, really hacking our cells and really hijacking our cells.
Yep, so our health is so vitally important. Tucker had him on and talked about the pharma treadmill and more.
You just give us the baseline condition of health in the United States.
Absolutely. So the word I used earlier, destroyed, is not hyperbolic in any way, shape, or form. 74% of American adults now are overweight or obese. Close to 50% of children are overweight or obese. 120 years ago, when someone was obese, there were case reports written about it. Yes. Literally, there were people in the circus if you had obese.
Sideshow fat. Yeah, it was so unusual.
It was so unusual. It is now 74% of our country, 77% of young adults are unfit to serve in the military because of these issues like obesity. Now let's talk about diabetes. 50%, a full 50% of American adults have prediabetes or type 2 diabetes, which is a fundamental issue in how
half
our cells,
the country?
Half the country, Tucker, have prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. And 30% of teens now have prediabetes. This was a condition that no pediatrician would have seen in their lifetime 50 years ago. 1% of Americans in 1950 had type 2 diabetes. We have 18% of teens with fatty liver disease, a disease that used to be in late stage alcoholics. Cancer rates are skyrocketing in the young and the elderly. Young adult cancers are up 79%. And this is the first year in American history we're estimated to have over 2 million cases of cancer. 25% of American women are on an antidepressant medication. 40% of 18-year-olds have a mental health diagnosis. We have the highest infant and maternal mortality rate in the entire developed world, despite spending 2x on infant and maternal care than any other country. So you have a higher risk of dying as a woman giving birth in America than any other developed country in the world. Autism rates in kids are 1 in 36 nationally. This was 1 in 1,500 in the year 2000, and the screening has not changed in California, where I live.
And I just want to linger on that. And the screening has not changed. So
in 20 years.
The definition hasn't changed.
No. 1 in 32. From 1 in 1,500. In California, 1 in 36 right now. It was 1 in 1,500. In California, it's 1 in 22. One of the worst states in the country for autism. So this is just a smattering.
What the hell
And all of these conditions. I mean, and I could go on and on. Autoimmune diseases. Infertility is at peak rates. I mean, I don't know how this is not front page news. Infertility is going up 1% per year. Sperm counts are going down 1% per year since the 1970s. Sperm counts are down.
Continuing
50%,
to drop?
Continuing to drop.
Oh, actively. At an increasing rate. Our bodies actively are crying out for
26%
help.
Of women have polycystic ovarian syndrome. Now, the thing that people need to understand is that all of these conditions are caused or driven by the exact same thing, which is metabolic dysfunction. This core foundational issue of how our bodies on the cellular level function, which is driven by our toxic food system and our toxic environment. These subtle, insidious forces that are creating slow, progressive illness starting now in fetal life that allow patients to be profitable and on the pharma treadmill for their entire lives. They make us sick, but they don't kill us. And then we are drugged for life.
Drugged for life, you know. It reminds me of the things that are going to be revealed, all these lies, all these ways that they manipulate us, hurt us physically, mentally, in our elections, and so much more. Every lie will be revealed. The election of 2020, Frazzle Drip, organ harvesting, COVID, the cabal, Oklahoma City bombing will be revealed, Wiener laptop, Pulse nightclub, remember that? The Dumbs, the deep underground military bases, Ghislaine Maxwell. All of these terrible things that we are looking at, they're going to be exposed, 9/11 and so much more. And I tell you, this is what real Donald Trump is up against, as well as all freedom-loving and legal American citizens, and they are no longer operating in the shadows. This global alliance is very public, in our face, and careless about how you feel. And JFK would be a conservative were he alive today. It's too bad he was murdered for calling out the CIA. As we continue to expose all of this evil around this country, as we continue to gather as patriots and fight in a mission that is so great, Only God Almighty could have orchestrated all of this to expose them all. We need to continue to stay in prayer and stay in the Word of God. I encourage you to just spend time reading His Word, staying on your knees in prayer, and just letting Him know that direct line that you have, that access that you have with Him every second of every day is so vitally important as we get closer and closer to this election, which I think is going to change history for our country forever. We need help with our elections. We need help physically. We need help getting rid of all these foods and these chemicals in the air and the pollution in our water and so much more. But most of all, the biggest thing we need Christ in our lives, and we need to stay close to Him.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for an amazing journey that we're on today. We know it's because of you. We know that many are waking up to the lies that have been placed in front of us day in and day out from the enemy. And we just ask you that you would just show yourself through so many actions that are happening, exposing the evil one and his plans against us. We ask that you would destroy him, destroy all of those that are holding on to and harboring demonic principles against all of us. And we just ask that you would cover us with your Holy Spirit, with your guiding hand, open up our mouths at the right time when we need to say and tell others the truth about what's happening all around us. But most of all, may we be able to proclaim, even in our actions, how Christ has changed us and Christ to so many who need him. Even today, ask for protection for President Trump and his family and our lives and our family also as we go through this battle day in and day out. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for your patience. I know that you missed our videos. We were out on a place where the Wi-Fi was absolutely horrible. There's no way I could get anything uploaded at all. And, of course, we were super busy on the ship for At Sea with LT. I will update you more on that later on this week. Hopefully have some episodes, clips for you to show. But for now, I just want to let you know, thank you for your prayers. We had a wonderful time. We're looking forward to gathering together, of course, in heaven someday. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with And We Know, signing out.